Aaron, when you're done laughing, I need to ask you a question, bro to bro.
Bro to bro.
Regular or extra strength gold bond?
Extra strength, for sure. But actually, the one that I use these days is a roll-on gold bond. And I think it's just regular strength, but it's really nice. I don't know if you know about this out there, listeners in chafe land, but if you do have chafing problems...
Wait, how do you put the roll-on thing on your balls? You have to, like, hang on to your scrotum.
You have to stretch
it. You, like, stretch it.
Yeah, it's like when you shave
that's
it.
What you use gold bond for, is balls?
No, I use it on my thighs.
Rubbing.
For rubbing, yeah. So, like, because in the past, you have to use the powder... I was never satisfied with that because it like makes your boxers all powdery and just like it makes a mess in the floor.
Also, most of it, yeah, just falls to the ground.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Unless you do it like while doing a handstand or something.
That's why I'm chafing so much, because I'm so athletic. But also the problem with that is that everyone knows what you're doing. It's hard to hide your gold bond explosion in the bathroom. The roll-on, the beauty of that, is that there's no mess. So it's just like deodorant. But it protects even better, I think, than the actual powder does, too. So I'm not sponsored by gold bond roll-on, but I should be, because I believe in that stuff for sure. But
cool.
Regular strength.
All right.
I put extra strength in my balls the other day, and I thought my balls were going to implode.
Why did you do this?
Because that's what I had. I don't know where that came from.
Why'd it go on your balls? What do you
put it directly in the balls?
Your
balls?
Yeah.
I put it in the crevices.
Oh, no.
What does that
do
for you?
You do the whole thing. It dries it up, keeps you from chafing, and it feels real nice.
Dries your balls up?
Yeah.
Your wet balls?
Have you ever used Gold Bond?
Oh, no.
I mean, I remember using it like at summer camp once. And somebody's like, oh, here, try this Gold Bond. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
But
it keeps it from getting all swampy.
It keeps your balls from getting sweaty, okay.
It's like it's like a swamp.
If you are...
Straining the swamp in your balls.
Yeah, it definitely... It prevents... The old swamp.
Yeah. And let's say, I mean,
success
dries.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The days you forget the gold bond and you end up running around outside all day with jeans on, you really wish you had the gold bond
interesting.
On.
Interesting. Huh. Yeah, your underwear gets all swamped, like wet, and just like sucks into your butt.
How do you apply it? Do you put the powder in a cupped hand and just like dip your balls into it?
Yep. Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no good way.
So you don't put it on your balls. You only use it for thigh chafing.
I put it in the crevices, yeah.
I recommend you do a little ball action. Maybe not with the extra strength, though. Mm.
I'd have to use powder for the balls. I don't think I could applicate it with the balls.
Yeah, cup and dip.
Do you use it for chafing or for the avoiding swampiness? Or both?
If I, on a hot summer day, especially because most days in the summer I'm outside, if I don't apply it, it leads to the swamp, which leads to the chafing.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So the extra strength, why did it? What is it doing?
It's too strong.
So it's just like tingle too much?
It's super tingle.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In a bad way.
It's like putting Bengay on your junk.
Mm. Right. Right.
Right.
That's not good.
Yeah, have you tried that there?
No.
No.
No, but I can only imagine.
I've heard tell.
A little icy hot?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah, people do that.
That's happened. That's happened to me.
You put ice on your
scrotum. No, I mean, not intentionally.
It's not great.
I've applied Icy Hot elsewhere on my body
without
washing my hands, and then there's contact.
Right.
I've got it in my eye doing that.
Oh, God. That's bad news.
It sucks.
Yeah.
That's insane. Yeah. That sounds horrible.
There's no relief until it's over.
Yeah. That's like worse than getting jalapeno juice in your eye.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Ugh.
All right, great.
Yeah, so Gold Bond, if you're listening, sponsor. I will, send me some money and some products, and I will talk about Gold Bond on this podcast.
We will tweak this mini
already
episode
have for
at
free,
you,
though.
Yeah. Shamelessly.
A year's supply of Gold Bond is what, probably about 6 crates?
Yeah. Let's say that. Six crates.
Yeah. Like
daily application.
Like a half a warehouse.
Yeah, like you know in Indiana Jones where they have those huge wooden crates.
Yeah.
But and then you pop it open and it's nothing but powder.
Right. Aaron's gonna need 3 or 4 pallets.
Totally. Yeah. Rev.com and Gold Bond are two corporate sponsors so far.
Yeah. And you need some kind of an elaborate application system too.
Now talk about applying it but with your cockney.
Oi, so when your jumper gets all googly and your underneathers, you gotta apply that. So spread over and slather that stuff on like mayonnaise on fries, all right? Right. I like to listen to the Beatles.
You fucked it up.
Was it?
Mayonnaise on fries.
Oh, isn't that the English?
Also, they don't call it fries.
Chips.
No, chips, that's right.
Oi,
I was sorry, I was drunk. I was in the pub.
Great.
Okay.